What is up, everybody? Welcome back. This is episode number 5. Can't believe we're already 5 episodes in. So today we're going to be talking about board games, right? Are you playing chess? Are you playing checkers? So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining us again. So, not to say it every time, but I probably will. I just want to thank you all for all the ratings, all the reviews, all the shares on social media. Seriously, guys, like, this has taken off way more than I expected, and so grateful to have you all tuning in, listening along, and all the support that comes along with it. So, to dive into today's topic, I had mentioned in the intro that we're talking about board games, right? Now, obviously, I'm not here to talk to you about board games. I'm here to talk to you about playing chess versus playing checkers. So, if any of you have ever played chess, it's a really, really hard game. It can be hard, I guess, depending on who you're playing against. But the best chess players in the world, they are constantly thinking about moves, you know, 3, 4, 5 moves in advance, right? Like, anytime a piece moves on the chessboard, it's because they're thinking about what you're going to do, how to react, and they're thinking several steps down the road. Checkers is something that, like, I can play with my 5-year-old. Right? It doesn't require a whole lot of intelligence or strategy or planning ahead. It's a lot more kind of reactionary, right? Now, the funny thing is that so many of us live our lives the exact same way. We live in more of a reactionary state, right? We're not really thinking ahead. We're just thinking about right now. And the problem with that is that when you're just thinking about right now, it never allows you to take the steps that are going to allow you to be successful down the road. Okay, so a prime example of that is I look back at my own life, and I remember when I was 21 years old, I had, I guess to even back up a little further than that, I went to college. My plans were to play football and ended up having a shoulder injury and just didn't see that through. And then once I wasn't able to play football, I really, like, I didn't know why I was in college, right? I knew I was going to college because I wanted to be able to play football. And once that didn't happen, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So I ended up not really attending class very often, and apparently that's something that's important to do when you go to college, is, like, you know, show up and turn in assignments and all that stuff. So anyways, ended up taking some time away, and then I went back after a small break, and I decided I wanted to get a degree in business. Well, then the opportunity came up when I was like 20, 21 years old to buy a business. My uncle was selling his rain gutter installation business, so, you know, installing rain gutters on houses. And I was going to college to get my business degree, but I was like, okay, either I can continue paying to go to school now, because I didn't have my scholarship at that point. It was like, I can continue paying to go to school to get my business degree, or I can pay to buy a business, and I can just kind of go on the job and, like, hands-on dive right into it. And so I was like, hey, let's do that. So anyways, I bought that business, and I remember because I ran that business for about 5 or 6 years, kind of as, like, my full-time income. And when it failed, because it ultimately did fail, and a big part of it, I probably, was because of the housing crisis and all the stuff that happened, you know, back in 08, 09. But I think even a bigger part of that, because after my business started going downhill, it's almost like one of those things where you're so close to it, you know, you're not really sure as to why things are failing, why it's not working. But I remember kind of getting a few years removed and looking back, and it was like, you know, the reason why my business failed is because I was playing checkers with my business. I wasn't playing chess. I was constantly thinking about, like, the current moment of my business. I was never looking at strategies to build it and to grow it and to scale it or any of that. It was always like, how do I get past today? And I also remember looking back and thinking about different marketing opportunities that I could have had with my business and different ways to promote my business at that time. But I was in such a scarcity mindset that I was afraid to spend any money on advertising because I was worried that nothing would come back and that my business would fail. And looking back at it, it's like, no, what I should have been doing is investing anything I could into advertising and marketing to get my name out there, because over time, you know, again, thinking three steps ahead, my business would have been way better off 6 months in the future from then, a year in the future, 3 years in the future, because I would have been setting the building blocks in place at that point in order to reap the rewards down the road. Now, the same thing happens to us in so many different aspects of our life, right? I mean, think about it. There's been times in my life, I know as well, to where I was working a job, and the only reason I was working the job is because I was worried about how I was going to get by today, or maybe tomorrow or next week, right? I wasn't ever looking at the longer term. And when you get stuck in that cycle, what ends up happening is you end up being 40 years old working a dead-end job and wondering what the hell happened in your life, right? Like, maybe you're listening to this and you're younger and you've seen people that get to a point in their life and you're like, how did they ever get there? Well, from my experience, most people get to that point in their life to where they are working that dead-end job at an older age because most of their life has been spent playing checkers. Sure, there are certain circumstances to where, you know, bad things happened and, you know, maybe some misfortune happened here and there. But so many of the times it's because people are simply looking at how do I get by today, right? Like, they're never thinking about setting themselves up for the future. They're never thinking about the different education maybe that they could get that would allow them to improve their situation. Maybe not today, but in 6 months from now, or maybe in 5 years from now, right? And so many of us get caught up in that. And it's so, it's such a big paradigm shift in kind of in your mindset to get to the point to where you start living with an intention today, right? But living with an intention for what will happen in 5 years from now, what will happen in 10 years from now, right? Like, there's that saying of do something today that your future self will thank you for. And so often I don't think we do that, right? And I'm not condemning anybody out there listening to this. I'm talking for myself. Like, I remember, I mean, and this is kind of an embarrassing story, but hey, what the hell? I told you guys I would be honest with you about everything, so here it goes. But this has probably been like 7 years ago, and I was hired on as a regional vice president of an insurance company. And I remember like taking the position and being so excited for all the opportunity and everything else that was going to come with it. Well, like six months in, things kind of started going a little bit sideways. You know, the management above me and the company, it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But I was in a situation at that point to where it was all that I knew that I could do at that moment, right? Like, I probably didn't have maybe the right education or the right mindset to start looking at what the next thing would be, even though I knew that this wasn't going to be it, right? And I mean, how many of you out there listening to this are in that same situation right now? To where maybe you're working in a job or you're running a business right now and you're like, there's no way that I want to be doing this in 5 years. I hate what I do, and there's absolutely no way that I will be doing what I'm doing today in 5 years from now. But then all of a sudden, fast forward 5 years and you're still there hating your job, hating your life because you haven't made any changes. Well, this was me like 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever it was. And I remember, again, like 6 months into it, thinking like, wow, I really don't like doing this. I don't like the work that I'm in. I don't really like the company that I'm working with. Like, nothing about this do I like, but I just need to put my head down and grind through it because, you know, it's paying the bills. And there is something to be said about that. Okay, so like, small maybe detour, but there are certain times that you need to put your head down and just get the job done in order to provide for your family. But you also, if you hate what you're doing, if you know what you're doing is not going to serve you long term, you have to be playing chess, right? Like, you have to be thinking a move or two ahead and getting the education or getting the training or whatever it may be that's going to propel you there. And so back to myself at this point is that I didn't do any of that. And so I remember it was December, probably, I don't know, like first or second week of December. It was shortly before Christmas. And so I can't remember the days I got paid on. It was like every 2 weeks or something like that. And I remember there was this online portal that you would log into and it would tell you exactly what your pay was because it was commission based. And so it fluctuated. And I remember trying to log into the portal and it saying that I had like an incorrect username or password. So I tried again and it wouldn't work. So finally I reach out to, I guess, my boss or whatever. And I was like, hey, do you know if there's something going on? Because like, the company I was working for, the website was kind of wonky as well. Like, it wouldn't work half the time. So I didn't really think too much of it. I was just like, oh, the website's not working today. What's new? And so I reach out to my boss and I was like, hey, like, I can't get in there, trying to check on my commissions and everything else. And the guy was like, actually, you know, we terminated your contract. I was like, what do you mean you terminated my contract? And he's like, yeah, you know, it just seems like you're not really on board. And, you know, it just seems like things haven't been going well for a while. So yeah, we terminated you. And I've never been fired from any job in my entire life, right? Like, never. And so, like, the first thing is I was completely shocked by it. And then the second thing, I was kind of pissed, honestly, because, you know, like, no heads up, nothing like that. Like, right before Christmas, I was pretty much living like paycheck to paycheck at the moment. And so I was just like, are you serious? Like, you guys fired me and you didn't give me a heads up. You didn't, like, warn me that things were, you know, getting to this point, anything else. And so I kind of had a little pity party for a second. And the guy said, well, actually, you know, we want you to stay on, but we want you to be fully committed. So, I mean, we'll go ahead and we'll reverse this right now. Like, we want you to be a part of this. Like, we believe in you as long as you're on board with this. So, you know, you tell us that you're on board with it and we'll go ahead and we'll reverse this. And it was funny because at that point I was over it, you know, like I was already all the way fed up to where I wanted to quit, but because I hadn't been planning in advance, I was, again, kind of playing checkers with this business or with this job, that I didn't have anything else to do. I had nowhere else to go. And so I was beholden to that because I hadn't been doing, you know, my due diligence. I hadn't been looking forward. And so when they basically fired me and then reoffered me my same job, I was like, no, I'm good. Nope, like, you're right. Like, I don't have a good attitude about it. And I remember getting off the phone, and the same day we had my wife's work's Christmas party. And I just remember, like I was so stressed out because I was already, like I said, like, we were super tight, and I was just like, I don't really know what to do now. Like, we don't have any money for Christmas right now. And probably one of the most humbling parts of my entire life. And again, it's kind of embarrassing even sharing this, but again, in an effort to be transparent, to hopefully help you with some of the stuff I've gone through, is I remember that year right before Christmas going out and building shelves at my mom's house and helping her kind of remodel her living room in order to make enough money from her to buy Christmas presents. And like, if you want to talk about, you know, a slap in the face, like, there it was, right? Because, you know, at this point, you know, kind of mid to late 20s, having to go out and, like, basically ask your mom to give you a job in order to even buy Christmas presents for your kids. I can't remember if our second was born at that time or not, but, like, I remember not having any money. Like, I was planning on that money and I didn't get paid that money because I got terminated and all this weird stuff and the paperwork, whatever, but I didn't get the money that I thought I was getting. And so, yeah, I was like dead broke. And so I remembered after that, the funny thing was, is that as like literally humiliating and embarrassing and as hard as that was, I remember thinking, like, right then and there, I will never be in this situation again in my life. I will never be in the situation to where I'm not planning ahead. No matter what happens, like, I always want to make sure that I'm planning ahead, that I'm thinking one or two steps ahead at least, right? Again, like playing chess with life. Because here's the thing, guys, is that I've had the blessing, the fortune of being around some very, very successful entrepreneurs within my business the last several years and, you know, coming from the background of my previous job and everything else. And one of the biggest things that I've realized with almost all of these people who are super successful, you know, like seven-figure plus businesses, is that they're always thinking ahead, right? Like, so many of us, we live in a reactionary, like, society so often. We're just basically living every single day. And it's almost like scavengers, right? Like, every single day we're trying to go out and get something to eat. Whereas, like, the people who are super successful, they, like, have enough to eat right now and for a while, but they're also already thinking about what they're going to eat in 3 months from now. And that was, like, a huge paradigm shift for me, like, just learning kind of that thought shift, I guess, if you want to call it that. Because, again, like, depending on how you grew up and depending on maybe the financial means that your parents had and everything else, like, so often it's like people live day to day. People literally live paycheck to paycheck, right? Like a lot of you listening to this probably live paycheck to paycheck. And I know I have for a vast majority of my life. And when you live that way, it's so hard to ever break free and actually become financially independent because you're so beholden to what you have to do today in order just to pay your bills, right? And so I guess if there's maybe a lesson out of this or something that I could recommend or advise you to do is whatever it is that you're doing right now, try to set yourself up with skill sets. Like really focus on having a skill set that regardless of what happens in your life, like you will always be able to provide for your family. Again, no matter what happens. So if you're working a job, make sure you're working a job that can take you to the next level. And if you're in corporate America and that's what you want to do, great. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Like if you want to work a job, great. There's lots of great jobs out there. I had a great job. And I guess what I would recommend though is make sure that your great job actually has a destination, right? Like it has somewhere that you can go to. And if you're sitting there bagging groceries at the grocery store and you don't have that next step in mind, you may want to reconsider what you're doing, right? Like if you're working a job that really has no next step or step after that, reconsider it. Now, if you're sitting there and you're bagging groceries at the grocery store and you absolutely love your life and you love your job and you love the people around, great. If that's what fulfills you, great. But if you don't like your job and every day you're essentially just like going to work miserable, not making the money you want to make, but yet you're not doing anything to think in advance about what's next, that is a you problem. Like you have to fix that yourself. And as soon as you take that accountability, it's amazing what can happen. Like the mind shift that will happen at that point is tremendous. Because again, like I've gone through that. I've done that myself. I've had to go through those lessons. And so again, like I would just ask you, like right now, are you playing checkers in life or are you playing chess? Like are you just thinking about today? Are you making decisions today just to get by that are actually going to come back and bite you in 6 months from now? Right? Or they're not going to serve you in 6 months from now, or they're not going to serve you in 5 years from now. Right? And again, like you hear a lot of people talk about a scarcity mindset versus an abundance mindset. And a lot of that is kind of the chess and the checkers dynamic of life. And so I guess, again, guys, like what I would recommend that you do is just kind of take a look at what you're doing right now. And are you setting yourself up for future success? If you're building and growing a business right now, do you have a way to scale that? You know, are you using social media effectively? Like, are you doing everything you can to get the word out there right now so that way 6 months from now you have a bigger business? Are you in a job right now that you absolutely hate? So maybe as opposed to coming home every night and drinking, you know, 10 beers and kind of getting out of the misery of your job, like you're turning on a podcast or you're reading a book or you're doing something that can further your mindset and build your education in a different area. So that way in 6 months from now, you can go and get the job that you really want, right? Or you can go and start the business that you really want. And all of this stuff applies in every different area of your life, right? It could be relationships. How often do we get in fights with our spouses and we say things in the heat of the moment that will not serve us tomorrow, right? And if you've been following me on social media, like one of my favorite sayings when it comes to marriage, because I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine, probably going back a couple of weeks from now. He's actually going to be a guest on the podcast coming up, and we'll talk about it when I have him on. But he was asking me, like, you know, what's your best marriage advice? And I've been married for 12 years now, and been with my wife for about 17. Crazy. But I told him, I said, I think that one of the biggest keys is never to say something today that is going to still hurt tomorrow, right? Like no matter how bad the fight is, like make sure when you wake up tomorrow, you can both be over it. You didn't say something that cut so bad and that hurt so much that it's still going to be an issue tomorrow. And I think that comes back to this whole chess and checkers dynamic, right? Because if you're playing checkers, you'll just say it all. You'll call any name. You'll say anything. Just try to hurt each other as much as possible because you're just thinking about right now. You're not thinking about what it's going to be like when you wake up tomorrow and your head's a little more clear, right? You're not thinking about next week when that stuff is still rolling around in your wife's head that you just said to her. And so it does. It relates to marriage. Like, are you thinking forward with that? Are you out running around sleeping on your significant other because it feels good in the moment? But yet you're not thinking three steps ahead, right? Like what's going to happen if I'm cheating on my wife? Well, first of all, I'm you know, my kids are going to be shared custody and I'm going to have to, you know, split everything and we're going to go through a divorce. And like, you know what I mean? Like you start thinking all of this stuff through three steps ahead and you're like, that's a really stupid idea to go and cheat on my wife, right? But so often we're not thinking those three steps ahead. So it is, it's a marriage thing. It's a job thing. It's a finances thing. I mean, again, like I'm as guilty as anybody when you go out there and you buy something that maybe you can't afford, but it feels so good in the moment. You don't even think three steps ahead. Right. And so it does it. This literally, guys, this principle, it will apply in every different part of your life. As soon as you start playing chess, as soon as you start thinking a couple steps ahead, like that to me is one of the biggest things that separates the people that have built wealth and have built great marriages and have built great lives versus the people who are struggling every day. Right. Like every decision, so many times, the people that I've met in my own life that struggle so hard are people who literally don't make decisions that are beyond, you know, maybe a couple of months at the most. And so oftentimes it's people who are making decisions based day to day. There's never any thought about what's going to happen in 6 months from now based on this decision. There's never any thought, you know, about a year from now based on what I'm doing right now for a living. I'm not learning any skills that are going to translate into the next step in my life. So again, guys, like, I hope that maybe some of the stuff I've gone through and with me being as open and honest as I am about some of these things can have some impact for you, or at least maybe have you take a step back and reanalyze some things. And yeah, so I just, that was something that I was thinking about and I wanted to get it out there on a podcast and see if it would serve some value to you all. So I hope it does. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I also want to finish up again by saying thank you so much for all the support. And it's really awesome to see the podcast take off the way it is. Next week, we are going to have a special guest. We're going to start getting into some guest podcasting and some interviews and be able to get some different perspective, because hopefully you all are loving the podcast, but maybe you're tired of just hearing me kind of rant at you for 20, 30 minutes. And so, yeah, we're going to get some really, really good guests coming up, guys. I'm super stoked. Been able to get a lot of big time kind of social media influencers, people who have had impacts in other lives, on other lives, who have had some crazy moments. Again, kind of the three pillars of the Primal King movement, the Primal King podcast is all around liberation, lifestyle, and legacy. So we're going to be diving into a lot of conversations with our guests around people who maybe were living a certain way, saw a different way, wanted to figure out how to build the best lifestyle they could, how to create a legacy based upon that, and hopefully provide a little inspiration, a little insight out there to help you all out. So again, thank you all so much for following along. I appreciate all the ratings and reviews. If you haven't yet done it, please make sure you go onto iTunes, rate it, review it. Let's continue growing this podcast, continue growing the audience. And again, thank you all. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next time. Thank you everybody for listening to another episode of the Primal King podcast. There's one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.